Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Bix recordings played by British dance bands. British dance bands were quite popular in the 1920s and 1930s. They played both hot as well as sweet music, and they had really first-class musicians. So basically, I'm going to choose a number of Bix recordings and play the interpretations that the British bands made. First, I want to play Copenhagen by the Savoy Orpheans. Copenhagen is one of the Wolverines recordings, and an orchestration copied from the recording was made available, and therefore there are many recordings of Copenhagen in the 1920s. Second half of the 1920s that follow quite closely the orchestration that Bix with the Wolverines use in their recording. Savoy Orpheans, and I'm reading now from Wikipedia, were a British dance band of the 1920s. They were resident at the Savoy Hotel, London, between 1923 and 1927. The band was formed by De Broy Sommers. Both the Orpheans and the Savoy Havana band were under the management of Wilfred de Mornies. The Orpheans were later led by violinist Cyril Raymond Newton and by pianist Carol Gibbons. The recording of Copenhagen is from January 9, 1925. Correction, January 21st, 1925, and includes the following musicians. De Broy Sommers is the director. Vernon Ferry, Walter Lyme on trumpet. George Jaffin on trombone. Herb Finney and Al Starita on clarinet alto sax. Ray Starita on clarinet tenor sax. Cyril Raymond Newton on violin. The pianist is either Billy Thorburn or Carol Gibbons. Pete Bendel is on banjo. Fred Underhay on brass bass. And Ronnie Gubertini is on drums. I will follow that with a recording of Sweet Sue by Jack Payne and his orchestra. Sweet Sue was recorded by Bix with Paul Wideman. The Jack Payne recording dates from October 2, 1928. Jack Payne was born in Leamington Spa, United Kingdom, on August 22, 1899, died in Tonbridge, UK, on December 4, 1969. He was band leader, composer, vocalist, and actor. Payne served in the Royal Air Force during World War I and led dance bands for the troops. He played with visiting American jazz bands at the Birmingham Palais during the early 1920s, including the Southern Reggae Jazz Orchestra in 1922, before moving to London in 1925. He played in a 10-piece band which became the house band at London's Hotel Cecil in 1925. This ensemble regularly performed on the BBC in the later half of the decade. In 1928, Payne became the BBC Director of Dance Music and the leader of the BBC's first official dance band. And then, of course, he was quite popular in the 1930s and 40s. Sweet Sue was recorded by Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra on October 2nd, 1928, Frank Wilson, Harry Mills, trumpet, Jesse Fuller, trombone, bass saxophone, Dave Roberts, clarinet, also baritone, Bob Eason, Bill Taylor, clarinet, tenor sax, violin, Bob Busby, piano, George Reeves, banjo, Julius Nussbaum on tuba, Bob Manning on drums. The arrangement is by Ray Noble and Jack Payne is the director. There is a trio, a vocal trio in Sweet Sue that consists of Jack Payne, Bob Busby, and Bob Manning. So let's listen then first to Copenhagen by the Savoy Orpheans in 1925, and then Sweet Sue by Jack Payne in 1928. Thank you.
up high, knows the reason why.
Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I do.
In this heart of mine, you'll live all the time.
Sweet Sue, just you. Knows the one I love, and the moon up high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams, and I long for you all the whole night through. Sweet Sue, it's you.
The two recordings are by Spike Hughes. Let me read what Wikipedia tells us about Spike Hughes. He was born Patrick Cairns Hughes on October 19, 1908, died on February 2, 1987. He was a British jazz musician, composer, and music journalist. He was a multidimensional musician, playing the double bass, composing operatic scores, arranging jazz recordings, and writing books on topics ranging from gardening to Toscanini's music. Hughes' small recording group was one of the earliest artists signed to Decca Records in England, spanning the period from 1930 to 1933, including over 30 sessions. Originally billed as Spike Hughes and his Decca Dance, he reportedly did not like the name and after three sessions changed it either to His Dance Orchestra or His Three Blind Mice. His recording career culminated in his visit to New York City, where he arranged three historic recording sessions involving members of Benny Carter's and Louis Russell's orchestras with Coleman Hawkins and Henry Red Allen from Fletcher Henderson's band. After the New York recordings, he was a writer, regular BBC broadcaster, and a critic for the rest of his life. The two recordings that I want to play by Spike Hughes are first Margie, recorded in London on July 16, 1930. We have Norman Payne and Bill Gaskin on trumpet, Jock Fleming on trombone, Phil Cardew, clarinet, Harry Hines, clarinet, baritone, Philip Buchel, alto sax, George Hurley, violin, Jerry Moore, piano, Alan Ferguson, guitar, Spike Hughes, string bass, Bill Harty, drums. Norman Payne is a huge admirer of Big Spider Pack. Next, I will play Tiger Rag. This is a recording of Jimmy Dorsey with Spike Hughes and his Three Blind Mice. And the Three Blind Mice are Claude Ivy on piano, Alan Ferguson on guitar, Spike Hughes on bass, and Bill Harty on drums. That was recorded in London on July 15, 1930. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings that include Spike Hughes. First, Margie, and then Tiger Rag, 1930.
Thank you.
Now I want to turn to a recording by Ray Starrita. This is Blue River. Bix recorded that with Gene Goldkett. Let me tell you a little bit about Ray Starrita. He was one of several brothers. He was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts in 1904 and died in 1967 in Manchester, New Hampshire. In 1921, the Starrita brothers, Al, Ray, and Rudy, formed a band in Boston, in the USA. And in 1923, Al and Ray Starrita traveled to Britain and were soon playing with the original Savoy Orpheans. Al Starrita led and recorded with the Kit Kat Band. In the 1930s, he returned to the USA and he operated the Bedford Grove in Manchester, New Hampshire from 1936 until his death in 1967. I want to play Blue River by Ray Starrita and his Ambassadors Club Band, recorded on April 5th, 1928. We have Sylvester Ahola and Andy Richardson on trumpet, Bill Hall trombone, Chester Smith alto sax, Ray Starrita clarinet, tenor sax, Reginald Berglove on violin, Donald Thorne piano, Jack Hill banjo or guitar, Arthur Calkin on brass bass, Rudy Starrita on drums. I will follow that with a recording of At Sundown, one that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. This is the Savoy Havana Band, which was a British dance band of the 1920s, resident at the Savoy Hotel between 1921 and 1927. The band was formed by American saxophonist Bert Rolton in 1921. Originally, there were six players, including Rolton. It was later increased to 10 players. From 1924 on, it was led by the English violinist Reginald Batten. Among the players in the Savoy Havana Band was Rudy Vallee, whose attempts to become a vocalist were discouraged by his fellow players. And another member of the ensemble was the pianist Billy Mayerl. The band continued playing until it disbanded in 1930. The song I want to play is At Sundown, that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. The Savoy Havana Band recorded Sundown on May 27, 1927. We have Max Goldberg on trumpet, another Bix emulator, Tony Thorpe on trombone, Ben Phillips clarinet alto sax, Howard Jacobs alto sax, Leslie Bates on clarinet tenor sax, Reginald Batten on violin, and he's the leader, Harry Howard guitar, piano I mean, Dave Thomas banjo, Harry Evans brass bass, and Laurie Huntington on drums. So let's listen then to first Ray Starrita, Blue River, then the Savoy Havana Band At Sundown.
Down the stream. able to get that right. Summer night in a little canoe, when her blue eyes lost their light, as we whispered adieu. When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Thank you.
Now I want to turn to a couple of recordings by Jack Hilton. Information about Jack Hilton is available in the website jackhilton.com by Pete Faint. Excellent information and lots of good material there. First Jack Hilton recording that I want to play is Oh Miss Hannah. Bix recorded that with Paul Whiteman. Jack Hilton recorded it on May 21st, 1926. And the band has Jack Hilton as director, with Jack Rain and Charles Purnell on trumpet, Lou Davis trombone, E.O. Poggy Poxon on clarinet, alto sax, flute, oboe, Johnny Raitt's clarinet, tenor sax, Noel Chappie D'Amato, alto sax, Jerry Howie, alto sax, Joni Rosen, Harry Burley, and Hugo Rignold on violin, Claude Ivy piano, Emil Grimshaw on banjo, George Shannon tuba, Basil Wiltshire on drums. I will follow that with a very early recording by Jack Hilton. This is July 8, 1921, and it's Jack Hilton's jazz band. Bert Heath on trumpet, Jesse Stamp trombone, L. Jenkins clarinet, alto sax, Dick DePauw violin, Jack Hilton piano, and he's the leader, Bert Bassett banjo, and Wag Abbey drums. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by Jack Hilton. First, Oh Miss Hannah from 1926, then Love Nest from 1921.
Oh,
Next, I want to play a couple of recordings by the Rhythmic Eight, but first, let me tell you a little bit about Bert Furman. He was born as Herbert Feuerman in London with a Polish mother, and his father was a professional musician from Austria-Hungary. His three elder brothers were also musicians. He took up the violin at an early age and won a scholarship to the Guildhall School of Music. His first job at age 13 was at the Playhouse Theatre in London, where he was part of a quintet playing untracked music. A year later, his father negotiated a position for him in the orchestra at the Victoria Hotel. After only 3 months in this job, he secured the part of Sasha, a gypsy violinist, in the musical Sally at the Winter Garden Theatre. The production opened on 10 September 1921, running for 383 performances. When the run of Sally finished, Furman got a job as violinist with the Midnight Follies Orchestra at the Metropole Hotel. Shortly after beginning his job, the current band leader was indisposed and Furman was offered the job. He was then only 16 and would thereafter claim to have been the youngest band leader in the world. 1924, he became musical director for Zonophone Records, subsidiary of his master's voice, and in the following 5 years recorded over 750 sites for them. Throughout the 1920s, he continued to lead his band from success to success, including a season in Variety at the Alhambra Hotel. As well as recording with his band, Furman also produced many recordings with a smaller group called the Rhythmic Eight. The group included such prominent musicians as Sylvester Ahola, Chelsea Quilly, Frank Guarente, Arthur Lally, Danny Polo, Max Goldberg, and Jack Jackson. Okay, so now we are talking about the Rhythmic Eight, so let me tell you the two recordings that I want to play. First, Reaching for Someone, that the Bix had recorded with Paul Whiteman. This is the Rhythmic Eight recording from October 4th, 1929, with Sylvester Ahola on trumpet, probably Danny Polo clarinet, alto sax, Arthur Lally alto sax, baritone, Johnny Helfer tenor sax, Bert Reed piano, Joe Branelli banjo or guitar, Billy Bell brass bass, Rudy Starita on drums and xylophone. And the second record by the Rhythmic Eight that I want to play is There's a Cradle in Caroline. Bix recorded that twice. The recording of the Rhythmic Kate is from February 6, 1928, with the Sylvester Ahola and Dennis Ratcliffe on trumpet, Pearly Breed, clarinet, alto sax, baritone, Johnny Helford, clarinet, tenor sax, Bert Furman, violin and conducting, John Furman on piano, Joe Branelli, banjo, Billy Bell, brass bass, and Rudy Starita on drums. So let's listen then to the Rhythmic Eight, first in 1929, then in 1928. Thank you. This program, I'm going to play two recordings by Fred Spinelli's Lido Venice Band. I'm afraid I don't have any information about Fred Spinelli. He had, as far as I can tell, only four recording sessions in 1927 and 1928. And the two recordings I want to play are from October 1927. First, I'm Coming Virginia, and then Baltimore. These are two that Bix recorded with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra. The Fred Spinelli's recording has Stan Gosling on trumpet, Tom Marshall trombone, Charlie Spinelli clarinet alto sax, George Hurley violin, Fred Aspinall on piano, Jack Stevens banjo or guitar, George Shannon brass bass, and Fred Spinelli on drums, and he's the leader. So here is Fred Spinelli and his Lido Venice Band, 1927. Thank you. We have come to the end of today's program about Bix recordings played by British dance bands. I love the sounds and the arrangements and the musicians in the British dance bands of the 1920s and 30s, and I hope that you like them too. This program was filled with terrific recordings. Ones that I enjoyed the most are the ones where Sylvester Rahola is playing his remarkable trumpet style, which he himself said was sort of inspired by both Red Nichols as well as Bix Beiderbecke. Of course, Sylvester Rahola sat next to Bix in the New Yorkers band, the short-lived Adrian Rollini band. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Thank you.
have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.